From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lapin. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Britain's defense ministry has now said that Prince Harry, third in line for the throne, is serving on the front lines in Afghanistan and has been since December. He's scheduled to be there until April. Now, you might remember there was this great debate last year over whether or not Harry should actually serve any active duty at all in actual combat zones. Well, British media are now reporting that his deployment is being reviewed at the highest levels of the Ministry of Defense. Peace is once again possible in Kenya. President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga have agreed to a power-sharing agreement. Mr. Kibaki will now remain president. Odinga will serve as a newly created prime minister's post. The deal ends a political deadlock that spurred violent protests in December's disputed election. It's no longer just about whether or not Roger Clemens took drugs, but whether or not he lied about it under oath. The baseball star's testimony conflicts with sworn testimony from Brian McMahon and Andy Pettit. So Congress has now asked the Attorney General to investigate Clemens' statements. About 40,000 people who got medical care at a Las Vegas clinic may have been exposed to hepatitis C. Well, now public health officials say that 6 patients contracted the virus at that clinic, so an investigation is underway to try and determine if the staff reused syringes to administer anesthesia. Now, health officials are notifying everybody treated at the clinic between March of 2004 and January 11th of this year, basically telling them that they need to be tested for hepatitis B and C as well as HIV. No child should go without the flu shot this year, and that's the very latest recommendation from a federal advisory panel. The group is now suggesting that all kids older than 6 months old should be vaccinated against the virus. The only exception, kids with serious allergies to eggs. Pediatricians say that by vaccinating all kids, you'll really keep them from spreading the virus to other high-risk groups. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.